The Dental Practice Fixers podcast is brought to you by the Maddow Center for Dental Practice Success. To find out how we can help increase the success of your practice, check out maddow.com or call us at 1-800-258-0060.
A tale of two hygienists. One is old, one is new. One of them patients want to see, one of them they don't want to see. And it gets more complex. We're going to get into this right now. Welcome to the Dental Practice Fixers. I am Dr. David Maddow, along with
Dr. Richard Maddow. Thanks so much, everyone, for being with us once again on the Dental Practice Fixers. We love your comments and your questions, so keep them coming, because questions like this, like the one we have today, are just things that make the Dental Practice Fixers interesting. And let's just get right down to it. Now, this is a first in Dental Practice Fixers land. This doctor actually had a title for their letter. For their question. It's a title. They titled it, A Tale of Two Hygienists. How literary. All right, here it is. A Tale of Two Hygienists. Chapter one.
But it's not an alliteration, though. A Tale of Two.
It's not an alliteration. It's literary.
It's literary, but not an alliteration. It'd be good if it were literary and an alliteration,
right? Okay, but it's not. a tale of Two Hygienists. Dear Maddow Brothers, I have two hygienists in my practice. One, I'll call her Mindy. I love that. I'll call her. Her name probably is Mindy.
I wonder what her real name
probably
is.
Probably Mindy. I have two hygienists in my practice. One, I'll call her Mindy, has been with me for over 20 years and is on the verge of retirement. All of the patients know and love her, and she is extremely kind and pleasant. However, she has been resistant to many changes I'm trying to make, such as getting more serious about diagnosing and treating perio disease. My newer hygienist, let's call her Lisa. What do you think her name is?
I don't know. Probably Lisa. Might be Mandy and Lisa.
Maybe Risa. doesn't have a personality like Mindy, but she's a good hygienist, is very kind, and is excited about our trend towards more periotherapy. Here's the dilemma. Mindy wants to phase out and recently cut back to 2.5 days per week, but her patients are insistent on seeing her, so her schedule is packed and it's tough to get patients in. Lisa has moved to full-time, 4 days per week, and has open time in her schedule. Obviously, Lisa is getting all the new patients, but there is still a huge imbalance. Should I force Mindy's patients to see Lisa? What should I do? Signed, Dr. Dick Charles.
That's a fake name.
You know, it's funny. Why do you think it's a fake name?
I just think it's a fake name. I think either did you change the name to protect him, or did he really give that name? That's what I want to know.
This is the name that came in, and I thought it was a fake name for a specific reason.
Dick Charles. I mean, Richard Charles, Dick Charles, Charles Dick, Chuck Dick.
It's because
what?
He called this letter A Tale of Two Hygienists, and A Tale of Two Cities was written by... Charles Dickens.
Oh, Charles Dickens.
So that's why I thought he was. You never know. But then I thought maybe really this is his name, and because that's his name, he's in tune to name his emails. After Charles Dickens novels. So you never know.
And
his email address, which obviously I'm not going to read on the podcast, you can't tell what his real name is.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
That's
probably more interesting than the letter.
Oh, man, what a situation that is, though. I'd like to think
that his real name is Charles Dickens, and that's why he called this. Or his real name is Dick Charles. And that's
Dickens, was he a dentist also? Was he seeing patients? I don't know.
You know, I think the trivia about that, I think it's the second best-selling author of Western novels in the U.S. is a dentist. And I can't think of his name right now.
Oh.
But, you know, that's for maybe from some later research.
Who's the guy from, what's his name? The dentist from Georgia who was...
Doc Holliday?
Doc Holliday. He wasn't an author. Was he an author?
I don't think he was an author. I think he was kind of just... He was like a legend.
Kind of a legend. Exactly. That's right. Exactly right.
The guy never worked. It was always a Doc Holliday. Okay, so, Dr. Dick Charles, whether it's your real name or not, you've got two hygienists. You've got Mindy, who's phasing out and doesn't want to do any perio treatment. You've got Lisa, who's the great new hygienist, but maybe not as high on the personality scale as Mindy. She's working full time and her schedule's not full and patients want to see Mindy. What do we do?
Yeah. I think there are a couple problems here.
Let's go.
At least a couple. At least a couple. Well, number one, I'm a little bit concerned about Lisa. I don't know if this was the exact wording, but I was taking notes when you were reading. But it seems like she's a little bit void of personality, which I wonder if it was a good hire from the beginning. Like, patients seem like they don't want to see her. Now, I just think that if
I don't know that they don't want to see her. I don't even think they know her yet.
What was the word? There was some wording in there.
My newer hygienist, let's call her Lisa, doesn't have a personality like Mindy.
Okay.
But she's a good hygienist, is very kind, and is excited about our trend towards more periotherapy.
I was a little concerned when he said doesn't have a personality like Mindy. I took it to mean she was kind of bland. That's all. I might have taken it wrong, but I took it that way. And I felt that just patients were kind of trying to get away from
her. Yeah, he never said patients didn't like her.
Okay.
I think it seems like people want to see Mindy because Mindy's been their hygienist. And they say, well, I don't want to see anyone else. I want to see Mindy. That's kind of my interpretation.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, that is something that's probably worth talking about because a great hygienist with a personality that is the one that turns patients off, well, that's a problem. Now, we're not sure we have that here.
We're not sure.
But that is certainly a problem.
Because if... Let's see, I'm going to make sure I get my names right. Lisa, if Lisa is a great hygienist and bubbly, really great personality, I would go as far as saying, listen, I'm so sorry. Mindy is just so booked up. Do me a favor. Let's put you in with Lisa. You're going to love her. She's going to be great. If you don't love her, then you'll never have to see her again. Something like that. But in other words, have so much confidence that they're going to love Lisa once they see her, but I'm not positive she's the one. That's the only
thing.
Well,
I'm going to say I agree with part A of that. I think they should do that. And, you know, look, everybody doesn't have the same personality. I know that, you know, think about all the people you deal with in your life. You know, some people are extremely outgoing, some aren't, but that doesn't mean that you don't like all of them. I'll tell you something. I think some people might prefer hygienists that's not as chatty. Get them in and out. They're kind. They're caring. But I totally agree with you. Let's tell patients, look, you're going to be seeing Lisa, and she's fantastic, and you'll love her.
I think if I were in a dental office making an appointment, booking like a recall appointment, and they said, I'm so sorry, but Mindy just doesn't have the availability, I'm going to put you in with Lisa. Dave, you're going to love her. I'm probably not going to argue with it. I'm going to probably say, Leah, let's give her a shot.
I'll tell you something. I would not be too happy if at my dental practice where I go, I couldn't get in with Farida. I've been seeing her for years.
Well, Farida is like different. She's like another level.
Okay, I really do feel that way. But even so, what if Farida cut down to one day a week?
Yeah.
And they were trying to funnel me off to the new hygienist. I'd want to be one of the few people that still saw her knowing that she's still there.
But if you know her days are numbered and they said, Rich, listen, you're going to love, make up a name, what's her name?
Heisma.
Heisma is just, you're going to love her. Let's put you in with her. You're going to say yes.
I really think you'll say yes.
And then as long as she lives up to what they're telling you about, that she's really good and she's personable, you know, you have a good experience, you're going to be fine.
I'd probably do.
And I think that's what they need to do here. Yep. But there's another problem. It sounds like Mindy is, she knows she's retiring. She just like kind of is almost like giving up. She doesn't care to.
She's what we might call a short timer.
Yeah.
She's a short timer.
That's a problem.
Okay. So Dr. Charles. Should Dr. Charles say to Mindy, you know what, Mindy, maybe you should just retire and get the heck out of here?
Possibly. Or he needs to make it very clear that there's a problem, that she's kind of giving up. She's not really recommending treatment, not looking at soft tissue. And we can't really run our practice like this. We've got to have, till the day you finish here, you've got to be on board with everything we do.
I don't think she was ever into soft tissue management.
That's a big, okay, so that's a good
but,
point.
But she's, but okay, but maybe it's, maybe it's like the point where you can't teach an
maybe
old dog
time.
New tricks.
Maybe it's time.
But the patient, see, here's the thing, and I think this is something that a lot of dentists encounter, and, you know, we don't want to say anything negative about hygienists, because most hygienists are fantastic, but the hygienist doesn't run the practice, and we're worried, and this could be the same with an office manager, with a dental assistant, whatever, we're worried that our patients are so attached to Mindy that the sky's going to fall if and when she leaves, but you know what? It won't. Because what are they going to do? Change practices? Well, they might not be too happy that Mindy retired, but they certainly are already comfortable going to your practice.
Right.
You know, unless the rare case where somebody moved 100 miles away and drives 2 hours just to see Mindy, those cases are so far and few between, you wouldn't make policy based on it. Right. I think, you know, the show must go on. And yeah, the patients love Mindy, but hopefully they're going to love Lisa also, and they're going to love Jennifer or Valerie, whoever the next hygienist is that you hire, if you hire correctly. So, is it time to tell Mindy Don't let the doorknob hit you on the way out?
Well, maybe. Here's the reason it might be. Because Dr. Charles did say that she's getting ready to retire, right?
Right.
It's sooner or later. So the day's going to happen, whether it happens tomorrow or whether it happens a year from now. She's leaving. She's going. Right. So is it better for the practice to have it happen tomorrow? Why delay the inevitable if it's causing problems in the practice?
Right. This is a dilemma because it's tough to tell a 20-year-old team member that you got to go. Although she did get the ball rolling by
reducing her. She's only 20 years old?
20 years in the practice. She started when she was the day she was born. That's a tough one. And it's bordering on inhumane almost, right?
Well, I think decisions have to be made for what's best for the practice. Not to make Mindy happy. I mean, if you can make Mindy happy at the same time, that's great. But the practice has to be number one here. It has to be. And if Mindy's time is up, her time's up. Give her a nice severance. Tell her thanks for everything and get out of here.
Yeah, and also that alleviates another problem too. Patients won't be insisting on seeing her. Right. She ain't there.
She's gone.
She's gone like Hall & Oates.
She's gone.
Yep. Okay, so Dr. Charles, fire Mindy.
Well, possibly. End her, don't fire, but tell her her days are numbered and she's gone in a week.
Yeah, and the not wanting to be clinically up to par is a little troublesome as well.
I think it's very troublesome. It really is. I think everything's pointing to her days are numbered. Sooner the better, I think.
And then I think we are going to find that Lisa's schedule is going to fill up really beautifully. Hopefully patients will love her. And then that might go so well that a year from now, your biggest headache is going to be you need to hire another hygienist or a part-time hygienist. Okay, Dr. Charles, exactly. We just solved everything for you. You know why? Because we are the Dental Practice Fixers.
Dr. Charles, for you, no charge.
Charles in charge.
Charles E.
All right. Well, hey, good stuff. Let's get to our call of the week. But before we do, I just want to say something really quickly. A lot of people have asked us about dental membership plans. They're really hot right now. You know what a dental membership plan is. It's for your uninsured patients. They pay an annual fee. And then they get all their preventive treatment included for free, and they get a discount off all of your other services. You're not allowed to call it insurance, but it's a fantastic thing for your patients that don't have insurance. And so many advantages over insurance. No minimums, no deductibles, no pre-authorization, no downcoding, no the insurance company being a pain in the ass like they always are. Everything's in-house, and you get a recurring revenue stream because patients pay a monthly or yearly fee. So yeah, we're big fans of membership plans. We've actually done a lot of research into them in the past 6 months or so. There are companies that will administer your plan for you, but you don't need to pay them a monthly fee because we have developed an amazing program called Membership Plan in a Box. Everything from A to Z you need to know about setting up your own membership plan. Our coaches have set up membership plans in the practices that we work with. We've interviewed practices to do it. Everything's distilled in this one incredible product. It's got a manual, videos. It's got 250 customized brochures included for your practice. So much more. So check it out. It's at matto.com/plan, and we'll give you a $200 discount also. And it's already very inexpensive, so you don't have to pay anybody a hefty monthly fee. Here it is, your membership plan, everything you need to know, delivered right to your door. And of course, it's all available online as well. matto.com/plan. Check it out.
And when you check that out, once you get that done, and yeah, highly recommend do this, just check it off. Check it off that you've already done it. But one more thing you want to check off. Two things check off today. If you have not switched your Anton.
Anton Chekhov. You know, since we're doing great authors today.
Oh, I don't even who Anton Chekhov.
Chekhov? Okay.
Maybe I don't know. Sorry. I'm stupid in many things. I need the dental practice fixers.
You know, I think who was it? Was it it wasn't Einstein. One of the great geniuses said, like, everybody, I think it was Mark Twain, like, everybody's ignorant just in different topics.
That's exactly right, and I'm very ignorant in that topic. I can tell you that for sure. No problem. And probably many other topics.
Aren't we all?
But if you haven't checked this one off yet, if you've been a frequent watcher or listener of the Dental Practice Fixers, and you haven't done this one, shame on you, fat merchant. Change your credit card processing company to Fat Merchant. You will not only save every month, they're going to give you a brand new terminal. If you just do it through us, we're going to give you a link. It's bit.ly/ FATMAD, F-A-T-T-M-A-D, or a direct phone number. And the reason you want to use these direct links is because they will know that it came from us, and they will treat you like VIPs and give you free stuff, including a free terminal. How can that go wrong? I mean, so the phone number, 844-860-9951. Fat Merchant, if you haven't changed, why aren't you saving money every month? Give me one reason. There's no reason not to save
money. No reason. I got to tell you, this morning, 6 a.m., it's a beautiful morning. I was out on my balcony drinking some coffee, doing the crossword puzzle in the newspaper with a Fat Merchant pen.
Whoa, I want one of those.
It was a great pen. So you might even want to ask for a Fat Merchant pen. We can't make any promises.
I will, and then I can trade nice in, I can trade in my R. Thomas pen that I
That's
stole.
Got great
from the
colors.
Restaurant. It's a great pen. Yeah. It's like one of the best pens I've ever had.
Wow, very
R.
nice.
Thomas.
Thank you.
Okay. You pen stealer.
Let's
you.
Do our call of the week,
Let's
and
it,
we're
do
keeping
it.
Keeping the theme of membership plans in the call of the week.
Good morning, Dr. This is Janet speaking.
Hey, Janet, got a quick question for you. I saw on your website you have a membership plan, a dental membership plan. What is that all about?
An in-house membership. Yeah. Basically, for patients who do not have insurance, we have a child membership for children under 13. The adult one is 2 cleanings per calendar year. That's the $350. That's for people who normally get 2 cleanings a year and have no gum issues. And then we have the perio, which is $500. That gives you 4 cleanings in the year. That's if you have perio disease, gingivitis, and you require more cleanings. You get the cleanings, the exams, the x-rays. You also get an emergency exam and an individual x-ray that we write off. We write off all those regular fees for that dollar amount that you pay for the membership. And you get 15% off services, any services in the office, any fillings, any crowns, extractions, we take 15% off the regular fee.
Wow. So it's kind of like I have my own little dental insurance plan.
Yeah. A new patient exam with the x-rays and cleaning is $404. If you're a regular cleaning person with 2 cleanings per calendar year, it's $350 you pay. So you're already ahead of the game. I write off $404, you pay your $350. Your next cleaning is paid, your next cleaning and exam.
So one cleaning in your office is $404?
That's for a new patient, because we have to establish it. We have to do the comprehensive exam, the cleaning, and the x-rays. But a regular cleaning and exam is $157.
Gotcha.
That's once you're established, yeah.
All right, well, hey, thank you so much for the information.
And absolutely.
Okay, bye.
Have a great day.
You too, bye.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Click.
Absolutely, absolutely.
I like the word absolutely.
Absolutely, but she didn't do anything after that. That's the only problem.
Well, I'll tell you what, I mean,
absolutely.
They're so, like a robot. Right? There's so many things we can say about this call, but one thing I want to point out right away is, you know, I just Googled like dentist with membership. Right, okay. I doubt it's every day that someone who's not a patient of record just call saying, hey, can you tell me about your membership plan? I saw it on your website, right?
Probably not.
Probably like as Probably in not. Like almost never.
Probably doesn't happen a lot.
And I think a great conversation starter just would have simply been, how did you hear about our membership plan? It would have just been such a good way to take the conversation. And she immediately launched into like the fees of the pediatric plans, $350, the perio plan. Like, what the heck are you talking about?
How can you pick a level anyway when you haven't even been diagnosed? Oh, I think I might have perio. So
I know, right?
That's ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
The whole thing was crazy.
She got way too technical with the fees.
Yeah.
And starting to tell a regular cleaning is $404 and a maintenance claim. Like, the person didn't need to know any of that stuff.
She didn't even try to, like, pimp the office in any way. Like, thanks so much for calling. You had to hear about us. But not only that, but you're going to love it here. We'd love to get you and your family in. Yeah. We're going to take care of you. We've got this plan
Absolutely.
To help you out.
Right. She said nothing. I mean, everything she said about the plan was, like, way too fee-oriented, way too technical. She never said, like, it's the best way we've ever seen for patients without insurance to be able to afford their dental treatment. Just why don't you come on in and we can tell you all about it.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
I love those fees. So the fees are like $404. Like, where did that number come from? And like, what was the regular $157 or was some weird
like
number?
Yeah. Don't people think it's like more scientific if you end it with a weird number?
I think
like if the cleaning were $400, it wouldn't sound as technical.
Well, if you took a Ted Nicholas course, I think
exactly would end in 7.
That's right. I mean, I don't know. We could keep talking about this, but she just totally screwed the thing up. Yeah. I mean, it was horrible.
We write this off. We write that off. Yeah, yeah. Nothing that really made sense to this patient. And then, of course, no information was asked. She didn't know who the patient was, how to get in touch with them, and boom.
No call to action.
Yep.
Would you like to come in? We'd love to see you. No charge for a consultation. Come see our office. Anything. Get them in. No, no. But here's the thing. That doctor working really hard in the back who's paid to put this whole thing together, he or she probably thinks that, what was her name again? I don't remember her name. But
I don't remember.
He or she probably thinks this front desk person is doing a super job. She's great.
And she really knows that membership plan inside and out. She can spout those fees off and say, we write things off and you have perio disease. Failure.
F.
Sorry.
F minus.
Okay, so sorry to say. Hey, thanks so much for tuning in. Whether you're listening to us or watching us on YouTube, please come back, tell your friends, give us a 5-star rating, subscribe, whatever it takes.
We're looking for new members. Tell your friends, even if they're not dentists, just have them all watch or listen.
Tell them we have a membership plan. It's only for people with perio disease, though. So
with perio. Right? Only
you have to have perio. Or elbow. You can have elbow also.
Until next time, Dr. Dave.
Dr. David, Dr. Richard Matter, Dr. David Matter, we are the Dental Practice Fixers.
See you later.